This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is an interesting question. One of you is kind of new to the job application world, and the job application was asking for your pronouns, and you didn't know what to put because you didn't want it to hurt your chances of getting the job. Now, I'm no pronoun expert, but my guess is you use she and her if you identify as a female. You use he, his if you identify as a male. And you use they, them if you are still decided or you aren't sure. Now, people have told me to put they, them because that means you are pro the pronoun. You have a attitude, and that if you use they them, you are showing that you are on board, and you are you're well versed in pronouns, and you won't make the mistake of misgendering somebody. On the other end, I would say be honest, because if they think you're doing that to get the job. And somebody calls you out, say, no, they're not transgender or gender fluid, or just be honest. If you identify as a female, you use she, her. It should not imply any political, it's supposed to, if the company is doing it right, it is supposed to prevent them from misgendering. It's supposed to be on them, not on you. You're not supposed to be panicking about a question like that. Now, I mean, remember how you used to have to say Mr., Miss., Mrs.? I'll look for doctor. Sometimes there's no doctor. So I put Mrs. I put Mrs. because I'm married. You would put Miss. if you're not married. Now, there's a lot of people that are debating that. Going, why would I advertise to somebody that I'm not married? I want people to think I'm married. I don't want people to think I'm single. I've been dating somebody for 3 years who just refuses to pop the question. As far as I'm concerned, I'm married. So I don't know if they're going to still do the whole Miss, Mrs., Mr. I remember in typing class in the 80s, you had to get that correct. And if you didn't know if they were Miss or a Mrs., M-R-S, Mrs., then you would put M-S, Ms. Well, actually, Ms. was also for a divorcee, right? If you are Ms. Wax, if somebody called me Ms. Wax, then that would mean, it's interesting how we've evolved so quickly and things are changing so quickly in terms of how we address each other. And I mean, people are getting fired over these things. And in fact, I think there was a teacher who was fired over refusing to use a student's preferred pronouns. They actually won the court case. This was a teacher who taught French class. His name was Peter Vlaming. He was fired from West Point High School in Virginia in 2018 because he refused to use a transgender student's requested pronouns. The administration directed him to. He said no. He got fired. And then the court initially dismissed his lawsuit. But he was saying, this is my First Amendment right, religious beliefs. I should have constitutional protection. So he filed a lawsuit against the school board in 2019. He, I guess, because he refused to use male pronouns for a transgender boy. And then the Alliance Defending Freedom backed him. And then because it's protected under the Virginia Constitution, Virginia Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the Virginia Supreme Court overturned the initial dismissal, saying, and then the ACLU got involved. It was a pretty big case. So I think it went to the Supreme Court. I think the Virginia Supreme Court, and I believe he won his lawsuit. I'm not exactly sure what the award was. I just heard, you know, this is what's happened. But, you know, it shouldn't be like this. You know, it's interesting. When you enroll a child in school, they want their legal name. Why does the school want their legal name? Because anything that child does has to be on them. So if a child, let's say, does not like their name, their legal name, and they want to change it, that goes into the school record. So if you are Patrick, but you want to be called Pat, okay. That, is it your legal name, though? Is it a nickname? It's what you want to go by? Then still put it in the record. Because there has to be some verification. If you're only putting Pat on your school, you know, lunch bag or your homework, and you say, this is mine, you know, this is my property, the school has to be aware that that's your name. And so it's not uncommon that, you know, my legal name is Dahlia, and my mom didn't like the name. My father had picked the name. She didn't like it because my father named me after Dahlia Lavie, a gorgeous actress. And my mom kind of had an issue with that. You know, why is it my daughter's name after? So I think maybe she learned after the fact that there was Dahlia Lavie. And so she called me Dolly. I couldn't stand the name Dolly. I love Dolly Parton. But when you're a kid, you know, they were making fun of me and calling me Dolly Parton with the big boobs. And I didn't even have boobs then. I mean, wait. Whew. And so I'm like, my name is Dahlia. And that was the name on my record, on my birth certificate. So that was easy. I remember the teacher asked me, you know, my mom goes, this is Dolly. She goes, and I cringed. I went to 12 different schools. So when you're a new kid, you have to be in the front of the class. And it's always embarrassing. And my teacher goes, what do you want to be called? I'm like, I want to be called Dahlia. So they called me that. I was very appreciative that I could be called my name. But should anybody be fired for it? No. Now, whatever is your legal name, that's the name. Whatever is in the school record, if that changes, then the teacher has to call you by that. It's a lot simpler. We don't have to be firing people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you are getting some pushback when you go to the pharmacy. Going to a pharmacy might have been a little easier in the past. And in their defense, they have really been put through the ringer in terms of new laws, in terms of lawsuits. And, you know, all they want to do is fill the prescription, ensure you understand the side effects, make sure you're not allergic, find mistakes the doctors made, and make sure you're healthy. That's what a pharmacist wants to do. But it's kind of gotten to be a little bit of a mess. We still have an ungodly amount of drug shortages. And I don't know how much longer this is going to go on. You know, if you ever want to look up the drug shortages, go to the FDA drug shortage database. It's huge. A lot of them are cancer drugs. We still have ADHD drugs, of course, weight loss drugs, and it's a pretty exhaustive list. Albuterol for asthma, still in shortage. Atropine, which we use in ER settings. Bupivacaine, antibiotics. There's so many drugs that are in shortage right now. Digoxin, diltiazem. These are very common medications we use for the heart. And clonazepam. Clonazepam is an anti-anxiety medication. Some of you have reached out saying your pharmacy doesn't have the medication. Well, how it works is the pharmacy stocks, and the pharmacy stocks based on demand. And they could usually get their medications fairly quickly. Notice how sometimes it takes a day or two for you to get your medication. Well, because sometimes they have to put in an order, or they have to get it from another pharmacy if they're out. Some of you use erythromycin eye ointment. I write that a lot. Erythromycin eye ointment for styes, for pink eye. Nope. In shortage. Lidocaine for to sew you up and for surgical procedures. Short supply. Methotrexate for people with rheumatoid arthritis. And methylprednisolone injection, steroid shots. These are things that people need, and they're in short supply. So a pharmacist, if they can't get a hold of the medication, there's going to be a delay. They're going to then immediately ask your medical provider, do you have another option? Is there an alternative? If there is not an alternative, they will say, we don't have it. Most of the time, the doctor will come up with a workaround because they want to make sure that you have your prescription or something you could use. So let's say you want Zofran and they're out of Zofran, which is an anti-nausea medicine. As long as you don't have drug interactions to Phenergan or Compazine, they might give you something like that. Same thing with antibiotics. But there are many of you who just can't get your Ozempic, your weight loss drug. You can't get. And we're starting to see this more and more. People with ADHD, they've been off their ADHD medicine because they can't get it. And nobody prepared these people, which I've been trying to prepare everybody to do, that when you get a prescription, it doesn't mean you're going to get this prescription for life. We got very spoiled during the 90s and 2000s, where if I wanted to write a medication, that patient could probably go to any pharmacy and get it. That's not the case right now. Now, why do we have shortages? Well, once a drug goes off patent, generic companies take over. Well, there's a lot of generic companies, but if they're not making money on the drug, then they won't make the drug. If they get closed down, if they go out of business, if there's a recall, that drug gets stopped. So there has to be enough. Just like we saw with that baby formula issue with Abbott in that Michigan plant that got to be closed down, there has to be many other backups who are also filling those prescriptions. Well, if you have a brand name and Eli Lilly or Novo Nordisk are the only ones making Mounjaro or Ozempic, Zepbound, Wegovy, and they can't fill demand, then that's it. We have to wait until they fill orders. If there's amoxicillin, and there's plenty of generic companies making amoxicillin, we're probably not going to see that much of a shortage. Now, we did. So what happened there? Well, companies understand that these drugs have half-lives. So you can't just produce a whole bunch of them and hope that you could save them for a rainy day. They are going to produce to demand. So when demand rose, look at how many thousands upon thousands of people are coming into our country every day. And these individuals also want antibiotics for strep throat or for UTIs or for pneumonia or ADHD medication or weight loss medication. They want medications too. One of the reasons why they're coming to America is to get medications and to get better medical care. Well, if these pharmaceutical companies didn't prepare for that, didn't plan for that, there's going to be a shortage. Another issue, too, is the way we do medicine. Now with telemedicine, so you would get a cold. And then you would call your doctor, and the doctor would say, look, I can't get you in the same day, but I could get you in this Friday, 3 days from now. Can you wait? Do you have a fever? I don't have a fever. Okay, so nurse the cold, fluids. Of course, if anything goes wrong, get to an urgent care. Well, by the time the person saw the doctor by Friday, they felt better. So, like, oh, looks like I never needed the antibiotic. I cancel. But that's not what's happening. Now people are calling telemedicine. They wake up and they go, my throat hurts. All right. And then they call. Probably within 42 seconds of waking up with that sore throat. They call the telemedicine company. They say, I have strep. It looks like strep. White spots all over the place. Fever. Give me an antibiotic. So they get the antibiotic. They go and fill it. You're having all these people fill antibiotics based on what they're telling a doctor over the phone. So now you have so many people getting it that you don't. No one's verifying. You go into the doctor, they'll swab you for strep. If you're negative for strep, they're like, you're negative for strep. So it's not strep. I think it's a virus. So this is what you need. That's not what's happening on telemedicine. So antibiotics and medicines are being written like crazy. So now you need it. And you go, the Tamiflu shortage, you saw that? We had a Tamiflu shortage last year, and I predicted it. I talked about it, where if your at-home COVID test is not accurate and you get a false negative, is everybody going to claim they have the flu? So there were people calling, and they were saying, oh, yeah, I have a temperature of 99, I have body aches, I have a cough, I need Tamiflu. And doctors were giving them Tamiflu. That's not the flu. The flu is where you feel like you got hit by a truck. Your temperature is over 102.5. It hits you really hard. It's pretty abrupt. And so we ran out of Tamiflu before the flu season even started. This was the previous season. That was some scary stuff. Now, another thing that's going wrong is many of you are not putting your information into your telemedicine platform correctly. And you aren't fixing it. The doctor is supposed to cancel the visit, have you go back and fix it, but some of the doctors aren't. So your name is wrong and your date of birth is wrong. Well, if you go into the pharmacist and they go, what's your date of birth? And you tell them and that doesn't match, you don't get the prescription. So that's another thing you need to figure out. Another thing is also your insurance. I wish patients could just pay for something and then get the reimbursement. But the way insurance does it is no. Pharmacist needs to eat it. The doctor needs to eat it. And we'll decide if we're going to pay for it. Just charge the patient X amount. You could bill them later if you want. And many pharmacists are like, I'm just not going to give you the drug until I know we got this covered. And so for those of you who say, but I just want the drug, let me pay for it. Yeah. One way around that is if you pay cash. So let's say you want an antibiotic that only costs $5. You're like, look, I don't have to wait for the insurance. Let me just pay for it myself. That could be an option. We have doctors that do their prescriptions with handwriting. And my handwriting was horrible. Now that we have electronic prescribing, that has kind of simplified that. So pharmacists don't have to try to read your writing. But another problem we have is the wrong button is pushed. So somebody put, one of my colleagues wrote eardrops for the eye, and the person put the eardrops into the eye. So make sure you double check the prescriptions as well. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
fixation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will take up separate bills this week to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine. Democrats want Johnson to bring up a Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid to both Israel and Ukraine. The body of one of the three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse has been recovered. The family asking that their loved one's name not be released. Meanwhile, the FBI and the U.S. Coast Guard leading a criminal investigation. Former President Donald Trump returning to a New York City courtroom for day two of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial. A total of 96 New Yorkers brought in as prospective jurors, 50 dismissed immediately when they said they couldn't be fair and impartial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this was interesting. People got all excited about this. Nobody wants to have dementia. Nobody wants to look like Biden when they're at his age. Although I think he was looking like that years ago, but we're not going to go there. And I'm not saying Biden has dementia, but he definitely has some signs of some cognitive decline. Some people are calling it straight out dementia. Me as a physician, I'm not diagnosing him. I'm not his doctor. But we want to prevent that. We're working so hard to not get the heart attack. We're working so hard to not get the cancer. We're doing our screens. We're trying not to get diabetes. We're exercising. That all of a sudden you outlive all of those. Now your mind starts to go. So how do we stave that off? Well, we've been told eat healthy. We've been told to keep our minds active. There was one study that really hit home for me. Those of us who are bilingual can stave off dementia longer. I want to say that's true, but my grandmother spoke four languages. It got her. I don't know if she had multi-infarct dementia or Alzheimer's, but she spoke four languages. She still, sadly, got dementia. But this is a nice study. Medical experts say that people who take a daily multivitamin can ward off cognitive decline by 2 years. This is a study coming out of Massachusetts General Hospital. They say cognitive decline is one of the first and primary symptoms associated with Alzheimer's and dementia diseases, which affect 55 million people worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. I think even more. I think that number is even higher. And so these new findings published in the journal, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, showed that a daily multivitamin of 20 essential nutrients helps prevent memory loss and slow down cognitive aging. That's according to senior author Dr. Olivia Okereke. The study included assessments of 537 individuals over 2 years. Those who were taking the multivitamin compared to a placebo group saw significant benefits to their memory's ability to learn, store, and retrieve information. Researchers also found improvements in areas of orientation, attention, language fluency, and related abilities known as global cognition by up to 2 years as well. They say new research shows that taking a multivitamin could prevent mental decline. And the researchers are saying this is exciting. This is wonderful. Okay, let's all hold the phone. I have known many people to take their daily multivitamin and they're still having those changes. Okay. But the question people ask is, well, then which vitamin? Do I take Centrum? Do I take one a day? What about the gummy vitamins? I don't know. And they're just saying a multivitamin. Are all multivitamins equal? Nope. Do some multivitamins have incorrect label concentrations that don't reflect to the actual tablet? Absolutely. So, you know, I like brands that are very well known. Consumer Reports and many other companies, these long-lasting, you know, companies that have been around, have perfected their manufacturing. I kind of trust that. I don't know a lot of the newer brands. And, you know, so like a Centrum and a One a Day, I trust those. And I'm sure there might be others, Nature Made. I'm sure there's multiple other vitamins. You know, I just don't know all the ins and outs about the manufacturing and if everybody showed up to work. And you know, we opened the show about people overtired and sleep deprived. I mean, I'm assuming everybody at Boeing is getting a good night's sleep. Everybody at the vitamin manufacturers getting a good night's sleep. Your surgeon's getting a good night's sleep. Make sure you're getting a good night's sleep because we all depend on you, pilots. But when it comes to vitamins, maybe the reason why they see a slow and cognitive decline is somebody who's taking a vitamin is somebody who is kind of health conscious. There's many people out there that say, I don't need it. I ain't good. So true health conscious people are like, look, I don't know if I got enough lysine or B12 or, you know, vitamin D or folate. So I want to make sure I'm getting my zinc every day. And they take their vitamin. Now, I've been a little mixed on these vitamins because when I've had to take x-rays of people having abdominal issues or looking for kidney stones, you'll see a pill just sitting there, undigested, passing through. And I'm like, well, that vitamin's not doing you jack diddly squat. There was a big push for liquid vitamins because they said people were absorbing them, but they got expensive. And we also had issues with, you know, who's monitoring them. Also, you know, regular vitamins could last a lot longer, you know, than liquid vitamins. You have to either refrigerate them or do something. But I think where this is going is you need to make sure you have a balanced diet. And if you are a meat and potatoes kind of gal, like I have been for part of my life, I'm doing a lot better with vegetables. But if you're a meat and potatoes type of person, you're not going to be getting all the vitamins and nutrients you need. That's why it's a supplement. Now, if you're really good on your vegetables, but you don't eat meat, you need to make sure you're getting your amino acids. Now, there are many people who take so many pills that they don't add a multivitamin in. And maybe that could be it. Maybe the average person who has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, taking 6-7 medications a day, they're like, I'm not going to take another pill. Maybe some of them have been told that your multivitamin is interacting and preventing the absorption of your medication because you're taking so many all at once. So talk to your medical provider about that. I take my vitamins at night. Why? Because that's when I remember. Like, oh, I can take a vitamin. I see it on the counter. I'm like, I'll take one. But in the morning when I'm rushed, no way. Now, some of you say, well, what about the gummy bites? What do I think about the gummy bites? I think they're tasty. I love getting my vitamins by gummy bites. Do I know if I'm really getting the bioavailability I need? Am I getting everything I need to out of it? I don't know. I also notice that these gummy vitamins give me acid reflux, where I get burning about an hour or two after. Gummy vitamins and gummy worms and gummy candies, that gel is not very easy to digest. So if you get acid reflux or any sort of burning after eating a green or red, very tasty, sugary vitamin, I would maybe rethink that. Now, and also, you know, make sure you're hydrating. And when you hydrate, also get your electrolytes. A lot of us work out and we hit the water. You know, I like water. I can't stand the taste of Pedialyte or Gatorade. I urge that for people who need to replace their electrolytes. But I just don't like the taste, and so I go to water. Well, if I'm losing potassium and salts, I probably should be replacing those. So it's exciting news. You know, dementia, early signs of that could be memory loss, forgetting the names of your cabinet. I don't have to be too specific. Forgetting the names of the people you work with, your constituents, forgetting what side of the stage you're supposed to get off and on. Becoming a little disoriented to your time, your place, who the current leader is, if you say the wrong world leader, and you're kind of going back in time. One sign of dementia, which no joking, and it's sad, which worries us about President Biden, is when you bring up something from the past and you think it's present. Our long-term memory lasts longer than short-term memory. So when somebody will keep bringing up Winston Churchill, and that's not the current Prime Minister of England, that's a problem. Or if they keep saying, well, Queen Elizabeth, God save the Queen. No, the Queen's been gone a year. May she rest in peace. It's King Charles now. So, definitely get yourself checked out.
Message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there were hundreds of activists who yesterday, in a coordinated protest, blocked the Brooklyn Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, roads to Chicago O'Hare Airport, as they were protesting Israel and America. Some screaming death to America. I mean, it was pretty frightening. And multiple protesters were arrested trying to block traffic. I always thought that was an act of terrorism. If you block a port or a bridge or an artery that involves, where first responders need to get through, I thought And I could be wrong, but I remember learning in school that, you know, one of the signs of an act of terrorism, it's considered a terrorist act if you block major ports or major arteries of traffic. I don't know. But apparently they used tax day as a day to make the statement. People were stuck on the bridge for hours, I think, in San Francisco. And, of course, it caused economic ramifications as well. They were showing solidarity with Palestine, asked for an arms embargo, wanted Congress to not fund Israel. And there were protests that also broke out at a Philadelphia intersection on Highway 880 in Oakland, California. And, you know, they were screaming from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Basically a chant that is a interpreted as a death to Israel. And so it's frightening to see how people don't understand the situation and what's going on over there. Israel did not ask to be attacked on October 7th. Israel did not put Hamas in charge of Palestine. Palestine was taken over by Hamas. Israel didn't put Hamas there. Either Palestinians felt forced to vote Hamas in, or they actively chose. So Palestinians are under the threat of Hamas, a terrorist organization that goes across the border, murders at least 1,200 people, including babies, rapes children, fracturing their pelvises, steals 250 innocent civilians, and then comes back to Palestine and hides behind their civilians. I mean, I want Palestine to be free from Hamas. That's ridiculous. Yet, the way people have taken this and it's frightening. In fact, I heard that 50 people committed suicide. Survivors of the attack have committed suicide. Either they lost loved ones, they were traumatized by it, they fear ever going out again. And, you know, I mean, we saw things happen to people that should never be happening in this world. I mean, paralleling what we saw during the Holocaust, all because of your religion. We don't do religious persecution. We don't tolerate this. The UN, NATO, the World Health Organization, everybody should be taking a stand. Nope. I don't see that. When Palestine and other surrounding countries criminalize you for being LGBTQAI+, and you are free to be who and love who you are in Israel. Where there, I was there during Pride Day and Pride Month last year. There were more Pride flags in Tel Aviv than any other flag, than even their country's flag, the Israel flag. Where's the ACLU? Back in Israel. And again, Israel doesn't need, you know, the backing or the... They need people to leave them the hell alone and let them try to get the hostages back, which we all think are dead at this point. If the Hamas doesn't care about their Palestinian civilians by running back and hiding behind them, you think they really, really care about the hostages? That's why there's no ceasefire. And so now we have individuals who are screaming death to America. America doesn't want to be involved in this either. They never wanted hostages or a massacre happening on October 7th. And we have people in this country using government money, and they are saying death to America. Come on. So, you know, we talk about terrorism, and, you know, what are signs of that? You know, somebody had asked me, with these coordinated attacks, okay, these coordinated attacks affected bridges, affected people's jobs, people's ability to go and get food, et cetera, because they were stuck in traffic and gridlocked. You know, are people going to take it the next step? When you hear anti-American sentiment, you start to worry about September 11th. You start to worry about bombing, suicide bombs. So, you know, there's a very interesting piece from the Indiana Intelligence Fusion Center called The 8 Signs of Terrorism. And they say, in these new and challenging times, we have citizens have a duty to help protect our communities. We can help provide safety and security in Indiana, because this is an Indiana site, by remaining vigilant and reporting unusual behavior or events immediately. So, surveillance, for example. They say terrorists will likely observe a chosen target during the planning phase of an operation. They look at the strengths, the weaknesses, the number of emergency personnel. They may respond to an incident. And suspicious actions during this phase may include somebody recording or monitoring activities, drawing diagrams, making notes on maps, using vision-enhancing device, having possession of floor plans or blueprints. That's why in all these movies, they go, they had a blueprint. Well, that's because there's a plan of some sort. And they may have blueprints of high-tech firms, financial institutions, government facilities, military installations. So somebody, doing surveillance, that'd be interesting. An inquiry. They say a second sign is where they're trying to gain information pertaining to the target. They may try to get information about, can I tour the power plant? Can I tour the water reservoir? They might ask a lot of questions, inquire. Ports, military bases, bridges. They may inquire about usage and operations, whereas the average person doesn't really care. They might test security. They might drive by the target, move into a sensitive area, observe security or law enforcement. So you saw what happened with that van and that bomb at the World Trade Center in the early 90s. Now, that might have been, the pretext for the later attack. Fundraising. Terrorists might start raising, transferring, spending money, trying to obtain money, defrauding. So there might be other crimes before that. You might see them start to acquire supplies, chemical equipment, ammunition, weapons, explosives, trying to make bombs, etc. Flight passes, passports. We saw what sadly the September 11th people did, where they were learning to fly on flight simulator. And then there might be some dry runs. They might practice. And then they'll deploy assets, get into position. Remember I told you one of the 9/11 terrorists went to an urgent care I was at. I treated him, didn't know who it was, so this was a few weeks prior. And after I found out that he was one of the World Trade Center bombers, I'd asked my boss, I go, why the hell? If they were on a suicide mission, why would they go and get treated? Because the dry run. They had to be able to know that they could execute their plan. And having a cold or infection would have interfered with that. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.